USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting that it's just not true. A new report in the Washington Post that claims he asked Attorney General William Barr to publicly state that the president broke no laws in his phone call last July with the Ukrainian president. The Post says that the president wanted Barr to hold a news conference to clear his name, but that Barr said he wouldn't do it. The Kincade Fire that tore through Northern California for the past 2 weeks is finally fully contained. That fire in Sonoma County has scorched over 80,000 acres and it's destroyed about 200 structures. Funerals for the 9 Americans killed in a massacre south of the border in Sonora, Mexico, begin today and will continue this week. However, the man that Mexican authorities had arrested in connection with the brutal murders of those 9 Americans is no longer considered a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order. When you text SHIP to 84888, that's keyword S-H-I-P to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions reportedly planning to run for the U.S. Senate seat that he had held in Alabama since 1997 before he gave it up to join the Trump administration. Multiple Republicans familiar with the plans have confirmed that to CBS as well as NBC News. Sessions would challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who had defeated Republican Roy Moore in the 2017 special election to fill Sessions' vacancy. Alabama's Republican Representative Bradley Byrne has already announced he'd be running for the seat and says he respects Sessions but doesn't plan to change his plans.
We've been in this for 8 months, and we're certainly not going to get out of it now. In fact, we're revving up faster.
A new study finding insomniacs are more likely to suffer a stroke or a heart attack than those who sleep well. Researchers looked at 500,000 people over 10 years and found those with insomnia were 22% more likely to have heart disease and 10% more likely to have a stroke. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A congressional committee will hold a hearing in Jackson, Mississippi today on the immigration raids at 7 chicken processing plants in that state last August. The House Homeland Security Committee, headed by Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, who has concerns over how those raids by immigration and customs enforcement agents were conducted. Nearly 700 workers believed to be in the country illegally were taken into custody, some still facing federal charges. The Senate has voted unanimously for a bill that it's sending to President Trump's desk to make certain types of animal cruelty a federal felony. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Senators passed the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act, a bipartisan proposal that makes it a federal crime to crush, burn, drown, suffocate, impale, or sexually exploit animals. The bill is an expansion of the 2010 law that made it a crime to create and sell videos of animals fighting. The House passed the bill on October 22nd. The new law does not interfere with state and local animal cruelty laws. The president is expected to sign the bill into law.
And Sandra Bullock and Ellen DeGeneres are now suing sites that have used their likenesses to sell health and beauty products without permission. The joint lawsuit filed yesterday in Los Angeles Superior Court claims the sites use those images and fake testimonials to earn money on ad clicks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.